You know what? He really stepped up. I saw him visually with watching the game, but after going through and watching the tape, I thought he really competed, did some good things, and you can kind of see as the game went on, his confidence growing and growing, especially on that third down stop he made on the tackle. He really competed well.
How much did Jamal learn from that first encounter with Gronk and just pass coverage and those kinds of things?
You know, when you look at Jamal, it's been the whole body of work. He done faced a lot of tight ends this year, you know, from, you know, this guy been a day one starter since he walked on the practice field. So okay, each week is a growing opportunity for him.
Talk about how much Adams has been a leader for this team. How much progress has he made since the beginning of training camp to now?
You know, when you watch him, you watch May, you watch all our young guys from day one to going into game 16, they're leaps and bounds better than they were day one. They're learning, and, you know, going into game 16, it's not much you haven't seen now. You know, played against a lot of elite players. You know, it's all the different schemes. You watch how offenses attack you, how they scheme you, stuff like that. So each opportunity is growing.
Casey, how would you assess Leonard's season? I know statistically it has been not what he expected, but
from the standpoint where we look at Leonard, he would like his numbers to be better, but sometimes as you look at his quarterback hits are up, this guy comes to work every day, he's a good pro, I'm ecstatic with where he is.
What points of progress have you seen from Jordan Jenkins throughout this year? You talked about wanting to be a more effective pass rusher. Right. Have you seen that?
You know, when I watch Jordan, the strides he has made in the pass rush, I would definitely say he's stepped it up a level. You know, one time I think we looked at it one week, he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. But you can see him growing confidence, this and that. He's bound to where he was.
So Brady's thrown an interception in five straight games. Is this guy losing it?
No, not at all. This guy make my stomach hurt watching him. You know, the weapons they got, the way he manages the game. This guy is like Father Time. He is like a fine wine.
How is Darren Lee playing coverage this season?
You know what? Darren is really making strides, and the thing is we're keep putting him in those situations, this and that. There's a couple of things. I know a couple of plays the other night he would have liked to have back. Technically just took his eyes off, but, you know, we have no problems matching him up on people.
How come he only has three defense passes this year?
You know what? I really can't explain that. I just kind of watch him in position. And the thing was, he's in really good position a couple of times. Sometimes they don't throw the ball there. And, you know, the one last week, I know he would like to have back. Matter of fact, I was messing with him on the fullback right there. But he just took his eyes off of something that's easily corrected. But we like where he is.
What do you like in Xavier Cooper?
You know what? It's just kind of like that guy. He don't say a word. He comes in here, 5 weeks ago maybe, and he just kind of, we've been plugged in and, you know, kind of guys kind of showing up. I think I was mentioning to Robert, you know, Leo's interception against the Saints. I think he had a pressure on the quarterback. I looked in the down in the game the other day, and he's making a tackle outside the numbers. This guy just comes in and works hard to do everything we ask him.
Did you know about him before?
Not at all. Not at all.
The scouts just...
They just got him and said, we got this guy we like, and, you know, we kind of plugged him in. He just kind of took off and ran with it.
How much improvement have you seen from the outside linebackers as a position group this season? It was sort of a weakness last year. Brian Kevin Green has sort of helped out.
Matter of fact, when KG got here, I was kind of telling him, like, you know, the challenge ahead, you know, where most people will view that position as an area that we need to improve in, but those guys done everything we asked them. They set the edge in the run. They're affecting the quarterback, and they kind of doing it by committee. You look out there, you see Bass out there. He's came and make plays for Josh Martin has been all over the place for Jordan, and you just keep – oh, and then Coney played out there. You know, all those guys, and yeah, KG's really done a good job with that group.
Casey, you faced Gronk a lot, you know, with Miami here.
Okay.
Is there anything you can learn from time after time of facing him that gives you any –
The thing, when you look at him, you really have to do it by committee. You know, you can't say, well, we're going to lock this guy on him and say this guy. You know, I've said in a lot of meetings playing against him so much, like, well, this week we're going to put a corner on him. This week we're going to put a safety on him. This week we're going to put a linebacker on him. The guy is extremely talented. And then when you overload to take care of him, you weaken yourself in the run game. And the guy running the show, he's excellent. He can see what you're doing, and he goes somewhere else. But you leave this guy alone, he's a problem.
How
How do you balance between putting pressure on Gronk and then putting pressure on some of the other wide receivers like Brandon Cooks?
Cooks, well, that's what I say. They have a lot. They create a lot of problems for you. So we just got to take our spot, see how the game's going here. If you think Gronk, we got to try to stop the run. You think they're going to Gronk here, we got to try to stop him. And then don't forget, but you got Cooks over here running on. Then they got Dorsett. Then they got Kenny Britt. So they got a whole lot of weapons there.
As a coach, how's it different preparing for Tom Brady as opposed to other quarterbacks in the league? Like, do you have to like focus on doing things a lot differently or throwing something out that you haven't thrown out there this season to try? You have to
try to mix it up. It's kind of funny you say that. The last couple of quarterbacks we've played been pretty done. So the thing is, you can't, if they know where you are, you're gonna have problems. So you got to try to disguise the look, show them something maybe they wasn't expecting, blitz when you don't think they're blitzing, play coverage when they're expecting pressure. You got to try to mix it up on them because these guys are really good.
How good has Christian been giving you guys a good look this season? He's been scouting for most of his
right.
How's he been?
He's been really good. The thing is, you know, the guy's talented. He just zings the ball around this and then you sit there and you see the arm talent and all that. So he's done a great job from that aspect for us.
Very good.
Okay, guys.